This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens.
3, 2, 1.
The 62nd season at Steamboat Resort started Saturday morning. Here's President and Chief Operating Officer Dave Hunter.
This is going to be an amazing season. We had a great opening day. Can't wait for the rest of the 24-25 season.
First in line, siblings Ethan and Mackenzie Maines and friends from Steamboat Springs High School and the middle school. Ethan got there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon Friday. They camped out overnight at the Christie Peak Express Chair. Steamboat Resort also donated a check for $50,000 to the Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. The family of Steamboat Olympic legend Moose Barrows was also at the base area to talk about the new Moose Barrows Memorial Scholarship Fund that's been set up for Winter Sports Club athletes. Rout County has received a $2 million grant to help with phase one of the local Rout County Solar Array and Energy Storage System project. The site location will be 15 acres at the Hayden Wastewater Treatment Plant. Work begins in the fourth quarter of this year. The site for phase two hasn't yet been identified. A window display caught on fire inside Embellishment Steamboat Art Company at 9th and Lincoln in Steamboat over the weekend. Co-owner Ashley Edinburgh says it's more smoke damage and they aren't sure when they'll be able to reopen, but probably not this coming weekend. She also thanked the Steamboat Springs Fire Department, who she says was on site quickly and saved us from what could have been a devastating loss. Lydia Broadman was surprised at school Friday when she was given a life-saving medal by local law enforcement in front of everyone at North Route Charter School in Clark.
Very surprised. I didn't know anything was going to happen.
It's from an incident at the school bus stop last August when the fifth grader saved her sister at the school bus when a motorist disregarded the flashing lights and the stop arm and almost hit them. Lydia pulled one of her sisters back out of the motorist's path at the last second.
I think I'm very happy that my sister's okay.
Rout County Sheriff's Officer Stephen Harbison presented the medal to Lydia. The man who did it was found guilty of overtaking a school bus. Josh Hankus of Steamboat Springs has been honored with the Pathfinding Partnerships Award from Governor Polis's office. It's for his work with Rout County Wildlife Mitigation Council. Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets Tuesday morning. Agenda items include the appointment of four people to the Moffat County Fair Board. Jennifer Riley has a presentation from Memorial Regional Health. The Rout County Board of County Commissioners meets Tuesday afternoon. One agenda item is permission for the Rout County Fairgrounds to donate their retired Ranger utility vehicle to the Rout County 4-H Club for their small engines project. That meeting starts at 12:45. 20 athletes from Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club have been named to the U.S. Ski and Snowboard All-Star Team in the Rocky Mountain Division. That's a third of the whole team. Rout County athletes competed in the Nike Cross Country Southwest Regionals in Arizona over the weekend. Those from our area out of the 4,500 athletes, Asher Rowan from Steamboat Springs, and from the Oak Creek Running Club, Nick Clark, who finished 14th, also Graham Smith, Lapita Giaconetta, and Molly Smith. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.